Good morning. Greetings of grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and His Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, be multiplied unto you now and forever. Amen. This morning we are going to be looking at a very, very reassuring text this morning. It comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verses 24 through 35. I'd ask, as you are able, would you please rise for the reading of the Gospel? Read as follows in the name of our Lord. When the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, neither his disciples, they also took shipping and came to Capernaum, seeking for Jesus. And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, when camest thou hither? Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me, not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed. Then said they unto him, What shall we do, that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. They said therefore unto him, What sign showest thou then, that we may see and believe thee? What dost thou work? Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written, He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Amen. Please be seated. This text comes in the Gospel of John following the feeding of the 5,000 and the calming of the sea. That's just a little bit of background on it. That is why the people have found that Jesus is gone, because he left during the night with the disciples after he had fed everyone. And as it says very clearly here, Jesus knows why these people are seeking him and following him. They are not following him so that they may learn more about him. They are not following him to be saved. They are following him so that they may get more food. And Jesus is very concerned about this, because he can offer so much more than just that food. He offers the eternal food. Now, I don't know about you, but I've been hungry before. I know we've all been hungry before. And I'm sure we've all been thirsty before. And some of you may have even come to the point that you thought you were going to die of hunger or thirst. And I'm thinking if you look at me, you can tell that I haven't come to that point. I've been hungry, but not that hungry. And Jesus says, we don't need to look for these things. We don't need to hunger after the meat which perisheth. We do not need to labor after it. Now, why would he tell us not to do that? Why would he tell us not to worry about those things that we seem to believe are very important to our daily survival? It's pretty simple. He will provide. He will take care of everything that we need. It may not be directly, but He will give us the skills that we need to provide for things. He will give us the means to provide for food and for water, for shelter, for anything. Quick example. If I didn't have the job here that I have, I won't have a roof over my head. He provides the job, so He provides the shelter. Very simple. Now the people seem to be very curious, and they want to know what they should do. What they should do to earn that meat that endures forever. That meat that is provided. That meat that will sustain them forever. And it's very simple again. Jesus tells them that ye believe on Him whom He hath sent. To believe on Jesus whom has been sent by God. And now, just like it is typical with a lot of us, and with me, somebody tells us something, and the first thing we do is start doubting and asking questions and trying to make them prove it. The people look for a sign. Some sign to show that this is true. They said therefore unto him, what sign showest thou then, that we may see and believe thee? And now we get to look back at our first two scripture readings from this morning. Talking about the manna that came down from heaven. They say, our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. I'm sure we all know this story of Moses and the Exodus, where God provided for the Israelites with manna with meat and with water, gave them everything. Now Jesus has to show them that it wasn't Moses that did it, that it was God that did it. Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Very beautiful thing to hear. Our bread is the one that comes down from heaven. Our life is the one that comes down from heaven. We have all the cares in the world on our shoulders most of the time. Even though the one who is providing for us all wants to hear everything that we have on our minds. These things that we worry about making enough money, we worry about doing the right things. We worry about where we're going to, for a lot of us, where we're going to get any money in the next few years. With this economy, we're told very clearly that he is the bread of life. Why should we hunger for anything else? It makes very clear sense to me. That he has provided us, each and every one of us, with what we need to make it through this life. We have been given the strength and the courage. We have been given the power, the love. And so many more adjectives that I have no idea of. We have been given everything through Jesus. Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. And he that believeth on me shall never thirst. What more can we add to that? We shall never hunger and we shall never thirst. We shall never be in want of anything. He will provide. He provided for the Israelites for 40 years. How can we doubt this? I'm not saying we just sit back and wait for everything to happen. I'm saying that when we are in troubled times, he will provide. And when we are in great times, He will provide. For the most part, it seems to happen that if something bad happens, it's automatically God's fault. We start blaming someone. But then when something good happens, for the most part, it's our fault. We've done it. If someone loses their job, they're going to start thinking, well, why did this happen to me? Why is God punishing me? If someone finds a great job, they're going to start thinking, wow, I did really good here. I got out there and put out the right applications and I did all the right stuff. It all comes from God. God has done it all for us. He has given it all to us. Whether good or bad, it is all for His glory, so that we may look on Him and give Him praise. Our Father in heaven has given us His Son as our bread and our water, as our life source. At Bible camp this past week, we heard a lot about worship. Our theme was worship. One of the things that was taught there was worship comes or should come at all times, whether good or bad, no matter what's going on. Our God has provided for us. He has saved us. We need to worship Him and praise Him and love Him for all that He has done for us. Because He has given us our bread and our water. He'll take care of us. He is taking care of us. And He gives us the opportunity to help take care of others. We are His children, and we get the great opportunity to be used by Him. A lot of people don't like being used, but this is a situation where I know we all like being used. We all have been given opportunities to do something where we could use our gifts that have been given to us, our talents, anything, to help someone out for the glory of God. That is God providing for that person. giving that person bread and water for their life, sustaining their life. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. Amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your word. Father, we ask that you would open that word unto our hearts and our minds, that we may receive it in whichever way you need us to receive it, Father. Father, we ask that you would be with us as we go out into your fields, your mission fields this morning, that we may be a light unto everyone we see, that we may be a glory unto you. And Father, we also ask that we would be a blessing unto all those around us. Amen.